Okay, here we go. Chodesh Tov. We are Hilchos Treifos. We are doing the heart today. So we are in Siman Mem, and we're continuing with Si'if Bet. All right. Nikav v'lo higia l'chalal. Okay, so now you have a puncture, a hole in the wall of the heart, but it did not reach one of the inner chambers. So it depends. Im machmat choli kshira. If the hole was because of some kind of an illness, we don't know how it got there, there's a hole there, so then we say it's a kshira, because it didn't go all the way through into the chalal. Meshach points out, even if you were to have a hole that does go through and through, but it goes through along the side wall, the muscle of the side wall, the muscle of the heart, but it doesn't go through the inner chamber, like it's a side hole, canal type of thing that goes through the side, you know, it comes in from the outside of the heart, and then it goes out the same wall, through it, it goes out, but it never reaches inside the inner chamber, so that is not a problem. Only if you're going to end up having a hole from the inside of the chamber to the outside of the chamber. Now, if the hole was happened because we know, we see it, we saw it happen, we can see right now there's a kotz, some kind of a thorn or a needle, then it's a trefa. Now, I believe it's only a trefa misafik, because there's nothing to make it a trefa unless you have a hole going through and through. But whereas a chashash, once there's a needle went into part of the muscle, it's very easy for it to have continued and gone into the chamber, and there's no way to know. And we're going to wait, but when we get to Nun Aleph, we're going to see that it talks about a puncture of a needle getting into the outside, into the one of the cavities, the abdominal cavity, or just one of the cavities, and you know that the needle is there or a punctured into the area, but you don't know if it got into an actual an organ. So that is also going to be, generally speaking, a trefa, but we'll see that when we get there. Because we're afraid that maybe it punctured any one of the organs, and there's a number of them. Maybe it's 11. I forget. The Rambam listed. I think it's in Perek Vav, and it has all the organs together. He lists them. That if they have a hole, it's a trefa. Okay. Gimel. Nimtza. Machad belev afal pish eino nikar bechutz trefa. Okay. So now, what happens? You find that there's a machat in the heart, but you're not sure if it came from the outside. V'hu adin im nimtza b'tarpasha deliba. And you're not sure. So too, if you find the machat in the pericardium, that's the membrane sac around the heart, and you find it there, it's a needle, it's going to be asa. Trefa. Haga mihu. Im, again, the main issue is we're afraid that there was a nekev, and you might not see it now. Vav, oh sorry, mihu, im lo nimtza rak besimpon hagadol shebelev. How? But it makes a difference. So he says, this is one of the blood vessels, right, into the lave, maybe the aorta, but we'll see. It could be one of the main blood vessels leading into the heart. The kofel abar, and it's facing to the outside, the hainu litzad halal halev. But this means, I'm not sure. The double check. But I think that's how it reads, but I'm not sure the exact translation. So then, if it's facing litzad halal halev, towards the ins, this means towards the inside of the sharp end is towards the inside. Im rosha machat kegar in shel tamara kshera kasha. So it depends on the needle. We kind of touched upon this before. Generally speaking, all needles and thorns, lamaisa, are a serious problem, and we treat it like a trefa. Because in order for a needle not to be a problem, it has to be whichever side we're concerned about, and generally we're concerned about both anyway, but you'll see sometimes we're only when it's in a blood vessel, vertically, we're mainly considered the one that's leading towards where it could be a problem. Anyways, it must, in order for it to be kosher, it has to be round and thick like the seed, the pit of a date. A date, we know, is a little bit thick, and it's round and round at the end, as opposed to an olive. That's the examples that are given. A pit of an olive is actually sharp and pointy at the end. So those are the two pits that are used as a comparison. So again, it needs to be really round and thick. The talinan shenichnas derech hagargeret v'simpon shebelev. Especially that's the way the Shulchan Aruch ends up with the Ramah about the needle. It needs to be thick and round. When you look in the Rishonim, it might only be a comparer, the Rambam comparing these pits to the point tip, nothing to do with the thickness. But anyways, it must be so that the idea is we don't expect it to be continuing to puncture and keep on going through. So again, the telinum de nichnas derech agargeret l'simpon shebelev, we're assuming... Oh, kofa is the eye of the needle. Yeah. Okay, you got it. The kofa, we'll translate it as the eye, I would call it not the sharp end, the more blunt end, that's where you put the needle through, the thread through. Okay, fine. So if that's facing outside and going through, you're traveling through the blood vessel to go into the heart, that's when you have a hope that it was kosher, because we're assuming that maybe the animal swallowed it. Let's say it happened through the trachea, maybe through the veshet, and it went into a blood vessel. Now, I'm not going to do this justice. It's a little bit hard for me to understand exactly how this can happen, but sometimes these thorns and needles end up in the animal somehow, and either it went through the lung, through the trachea, through the lung, and through there it left the lung, and it entered into a blood vessel. Or there's blood vessels that go into the lung. So maybe that's how it reads in the Ramah. Also, sometimes if it's swallowed in the trachea or the esophagus, there's always a chance that maybe it punctured and it left even before entering the lung. It's possible for it to puncture and exit through the trachea or esophagus and then jump into a blood vessel, like the vena cava or the aorta or whatever blood vessels are in that area. Okay, anyways.
When it says it's facing the halal, alev,
it means the inside, on the way to the heart, to the inside chamber of the heart, exactly. So then you have the possibility of saying, again, we don't know, but we're talin lahakel, that we want to lean to be makel, that maybe it traveled through the neck, whatever, swallowed, whichever tube, swallowed, and from there it went through the blood vessels, and from there it just continued without puncturing the wall of the heart. That's what we're trying to avoid. The main problem is we don't want there to be a hole in the wall of the heart.
So the Rosh and the Kofi are the same thing?
Well, chad end, the sharp end is is one end, and we'll call the kof the other end, the blunt end.
And kof is the rosh here, though, also? It says, in rosh hamachat garim.
No, rosh here means the sharp end. Oh, no. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Rosh hamachat garim shel tamara. Correct. You're right. Your rosh is referring to the soft, blunt end. I believe so.
The blunt, the cove is sharp enough, it could be treated like the point of the
okay. Umiachar shirosh alamata, and so since the rosh is facing downwards, ein sofo from the. Ein sofo linkov, so it's not likely to it's not likely to puncture from that end. Behema tiflototo al yedei kicha v'niyah, and it could be that the animal, again I don't understand, but it could be the animal can then expel it through coughing.
And you won't be concerned about it making a puncture on the way out.
Correct, exactly. If it's going to come out that way, it's rounded, and
so the sharp point is on the way in.
No. The sharp is going into the heart, and you want it to go backwards.
Sharp is pointing away from the heart.
No, it enters through the blood vessel into the No. That's I don't think that's the way to read it. Okay. We'll analyze it again, but I think that's okay. Dalet. Either way, our needles are a problem. Dalet. Kane halev shu kane shuman shiori ben shtei arugot hareya. Mechen mizrak hagadol perush ke'ein kana shiotze mimenu. All right, so the kane halev, again, it's a question how to interpret it. We'll interpret the kane halev being the aorta. So that's going down into the heart, and it goes down between the lungs, or you can also, there's also another big blood vessel, and that's the pulmonary artery that's going right from the heart lirea to the heart to the lungs. Shenikev lechalilo, if there's a hole through the wall of the blood vessel inside to the blood vessel, if there's a hole through and through anywhere along the wall of these main blood vessels, b'mashehu, even b'mashehu, it's a trefa. So again, the main principle is if you have a hole in the heart, the wall of the heart, or if you have a hole in one of these blood vessels, it is a problem. Some say it's referring to the Mizrak HaGadol might be a jugular vein, but okay, let's go to Hay. Nital Halev Bein Biyad Bein Machat Choli Trefa. If the heart is missing, whether it's from a sickness or someone takes it away, and then you shecht it, or you open it up and you find it's not there. I'm not sure how that can be, but it is a trefa. Okay. Vav. Yesh mi she'omer. She'im shuman alev davuk belev ve'aduk me'od. If you find that on the heart, this is referring to the... So again, it's a question, how do you explain this? Shuman Alev, according to the Taz, at least it's referring to the Tarpash Alev, which is the pericardium. All right, so it could be referring to the muscle, could be referring to the pericardium. Here, if you find it where it's very tough and tight against the heart, which is not normal, okay, so then, Mafridinoto Besakin, you remove it, cut it with a knife, and when you remove it, and if you see in the muscle of the heart that there's a sign of a blood, like a hematoma in the muscle, a drop of blood, then it's going to be aser. And we don't have to say, in other words, kol shekein, if you find blood inside the chamber. So what does that mean? It's not clear. The Shach writes Tzaruch Iyun, there's always blood in the heart. That's what it's going through. So we understand the hematoma in the muscle, but what does it mean if you find blood in there? So he says it's a typo. And he's supposed to read, in nimtza be'ove halev venit pashet ad lechalalo. Anyways, you find, so he basically just removes that last line. Haga. Nitzvar adam be'ove abasa areo kekore dam utrefa. And so if you see blood, a hematoma in a muscle, it's a trefa. Because we're assuming that there was a hole over there, and that went through and through. Okay, so that's the question also. If it must go through and through or not. But all right, we'll leave that as a question on that one. Let's start Mem Aleph. Okay, let's start Mem Aleph. Again, these things you generally are not going to find because you don't have to check for hearts, and there usually are not issues with hearts, but it can come up. Let's say you want to eat the heart. So then you want to cut it open and roast it. So that's when you open it up and, oh wow, now you see holes or needles inside. That's when this situation can come up. But normally, we're never going to find problems with the heart. Okay, Siman Mem Aleph. Din Trefus HaKavet. So now we're going to learn about the liver. Aleph. Nita ala kaved trefa. So if the kaved is completely missing, it's absent, it's a trefa. However, I'll keep reading. Ela im kein ishtayer kazayit b'makom mara u'kazayit b'makom chiyuto. Shehu taloi bo. So it depends. If it's completely missing, so it's a trefa. If it's not only partially missing, you have to have at least two kazesim. One kazayit b'makom hamara, where the gallbladder, the sac that holds the bile, so then that's where it has to be attached to the kaved, and there where the mara is attaching to the kaved, as long as there's a full round kazayit over there, that's good, and you have to have another full round kazayit where it attaches normally to the rest of the organs. That's makom chiyuto. V'yehi k'shnei zeitim halalo, kol echad shalem b'mkomo. So it must be a complete round kazayit of a liver that's still there, and it's right near where the and where it attaches. It's right near where the klayot, the kidneys are, and some say that's one opinion, or it just depends how you define it. Or it's right where the tarpash is, right near where it attaches to the diaphragm. So, okay. So it could be, depending how you hold, either you need two or three kazesim in the end, because the kidneys is close to where the tarpash is, the diaphragm, but not exactly necessarily. So, okay, we'll just leave it as that. It's either two or three zesim practical. The shah holds three zesim because of that. Aval, imaya mit lakate, o kiritsua, o meruda trefa. But basically, if it's little pieces, or if it's like a flat belt, a strap, something that where it gets flattened, so then it's a trefa. It has to be where it's a full round minimum size of a kazayit. Right? Kazayit's like a half of an egg, pretty much. I mean, okay. Machlokas, a third or a half. Okay. Let's do bet a bit more. Shi'ur zeh, that we just learned, you need to have a zayit, so it's kishnei zeitim, right? The Shulchan Aruch holds two kzeisim. Afilu b'shor agadol u'be'of hakol lefi godlo k'tano. Okay. So the shi'ur is based on your normal cow. The kazayit is for a normal cow. That's how much must be left. But if you have a giant cow or a calf, so then, and it's much smaller, or it's an oaf, it's a chicken, it's much smaller, so you only need to have, it doesn't have to be a kazayit, either it needs to be bigger or it needs to be smaller. But the sheer kazayit is based on a normal cow. And then it could be bigger, it could be smaller, based on that. So a chicken is like whatever, a small percentage of a cow. So that's a small percentage of a kazayit is what you need to have remaining for that. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So maybe we'll stop. Should we stop here? We'll stop here today? All right. We'll continue tomorrow. Kodesh Tov.